And here we go, take two on the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here on WGNRadio.com. He is Scott King, the man to my left. I am Mike Jacobson as we broadcast live from the seventh floor of the Trip Tower on the beautiful Mag Mile. Now, in full discretion, why did I say take two?
Let's look behind the curton. Let's invite everyone in.
Why don't we see all that sausage is made here at WGN Radio?
So it's better already.
Exactly. What happened was we recorded this podcast already today, about 15, 20 minutes ago. I go to my little flash drive where I had it saved on. That's my phone going off right there. So I had it on my little flash drive. Go to open it up, and it says file corrupt. So now we have to re-record the magic that we just created not that long ago. Different studio now, so maybe this helps. Different flash drive, got a backup, plus Bennett Wake Knight's in the background.
It's great.
Fellow producer, could be a good luck charm. So I think we're good this time.
We have everything in motion to have a good show now. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. I didn't feel like I brought my best. I wasn't at 100%. Last time, I was having a nice lunch at Nordstrom.
I think it was an upper body injury.
Upper, lower.
There was something going on there. Maybe
we do
mid-body. Mid-body.
I was working on my mid-body at Potbelly when I got the call from you. Come back.
Well, by the way, what'd you have?
Rex salad is really good.
Rex salad?
I'm trying to have as little bread as possible. You don't want to puff up too much, you know? I'm a guy that can really puff up.
I love the Rex sandwich because I've had that several times.
The salad is awesome because they throw egg in there and blue cheese. So,
all right, free plug.
Free plug
for Potbelly.
We plug everyone. We never get anything.
I know. We're going to have to get our sales reps on that. We need to get something to sponsor this wonderful podcast that we call the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. And the reason why you're listening to it, not necessarily to talk about how we screwed up recording the first time and or Potbelly per se, but to talk about those Blackhawks.
That's right.
And had a great homestand. They went 4-0 on that homestand. Everything was clicking. Everything looking good. Then they had a rough weekend. Really looked bad against the Capitals on Friday. They lose to a tough one to the Wild after being up 2-0. They lose 3-2 on Sunday night. But then they bounce back last night, start the dad's trip in Colorado. They get a nice win, 6-4 shootout. But let's start with, you know, what went wrong this past weekend. You know, Friday was really ugly in the nation's capital. Not good.
Yeah, 6-0 final. A 6-0 loss is never good. The wheels really came off. I think it might have been. Crawford said he didn't like the call when they took away Vinny Hinostroza's goal, which I think would have made it 2-1. So I think there you're back in the game. How many times have we seen the Hawks come back down 2-1, 2-0? They overcome those 1-2 goal deficits fairly easily with all the firepower they have. But, maybe it was that. And then just they really got trounced. Maybe that goal would have helped and they could have bounced back. But there's no excuse for the wheels to come off that much, to have that wide of a margin when you have the talent that they do. Even though the Capitals are a great team, they're right behind Columbus, I think, in the East. So, you know, you want to see – I guess maybe they knew where they were then. They're getting outskated, outplayed by a team that good. But, they should definitely not lose by such a wide margin to any team because they do have talent.
And as they say, you know, in the famous song back in the 60s, Mama said there'd be days like this. And that happened to be – I wanted to pull up – I had the name of the band in my head, and then I lost it. But everybody knows that.
I was hoping you would play that right after you said that.
Everybody knows that song. Everybody knows. And then, you know, they come back on –
On Sunday night,
they ended up with a 2-0 lead. Patrick Kane scores a couple of goals, but then they give it up, 3 unanswered. They lose 3-2. Kane had 12 shots on net.
He was on fire that game.
He thought
he was going to get the Hattie maybe, which he's only got one in his whole career if you don't count the playoff one against the Kings.
So that was a bad taste in their mouth heading into the dad's trip, as they like to call it, and they have all the fathers come on, and I know even Coach Q brought his son Dylan, his 25-year-old, and they do all sorts of dad activities together, the father's trip.
Dad stuff,
you know, and lots of food, I'm sure, is being consumed, and I'm sure a few alcoholic beverages along the way, but it's something they do every year. It's an annual tradition. It seems like everybody likes it. It seems to be one of the highlights of the year for everybody.
It's a good thing they do, yeah. Everyone has a good time.
And it starts off with a 10-goal shootout in Denver last night versus the Avalanche, and Vinny Hinostroza.
Vinny.
As we talked about, Vinny Hinostroza, who I'm pretty sure was on Welcome Back, Cotter, or was a cousin or something.
Also, he has Dr. Vinny Bumbatz, Rodney Dangerfield's doctor. Hey, you see my doctor?
Yeah. He was. He had a great game, 2 goals last night, and it was a nice win, even though it was a shootout and they got sloppy at times. We saw more importantly, something that you brought up last week, they were rolling them four lines.
Yeah, I saw a glimpse of that last week when you, you know, even you had Tutu out there a little more, and he was making some good plays. Tutu not in the lineup last night because Schmaltz comes back in, scores right away.
Yeah.
Soupy has what looked like an assist, your man Soupy.
He got
on
robbed,
the goal. Usually
man.
When you fired on Ned, even if it deflects off somebody or it bounces off the goal, you usually get an assist there. But he got robbed of his 500th assist. Or was it 500 point? That's point.
I was going to say, I'm like, slow down there.
That's a HOSA number right there.
I know. I was like, wait. I mean, Soupy's had a nice career, but let's not go crazier.
500th career point taken away. And when the reporters talked to him after, he's like, my dad's here too. It's terrible.
I feel
for him there a little bit.
It's so weird that he's as old as he is at 36, almost going on 37, Soupy. Because he doesn't seem that old. He really doesn't.
No, but no. Schmaltz had a good. You got an assist after that early goal, so he was looking pretty good, shooting a lot more. That's why I put him down in Rockford, and he had 6 goals in 12 games in Rockford. So you're getting what you want out of him. A pretty bad turnover, I think, in the second period that led to a right here. It was the second period. He failed to dump the puck. So the Avalanche made it 2-2 there, and right after this is an interesting sequence. It's 1:32 right after Schmaltz's mistake, Seabrook fails to clear. 3-2 Avalanche. And then the Hawks answer right back, and Tanner Kerrow scores, makes it 3-3 there, and Hossa's 600th assist.
Yeah.
So 500-plus goals for Hossa, 600-plus assists, a 32nd player in NHL history to do that.
Still killing it. Still
absolute Hall of Famer. There's no question at this point.
This is whole entire season for him thus far has just been so impressive. Each and every week goes by that we do these podcasts. We do them once a week here on WGNRadio.com, and he continues to impress, and apparently that fountain of youth just does not run dry with him, and I want some of what he's having. You know,
I think Kane has the best quotes about him this season, his age and the season he's having. First, he told me he has the super genes, and then last week he said he's like got a Benjamin Button thing going on. Right, maybe Hossa will be a little baby on the ice by the end of the season. No, it looks like a creepy Forrest Gump is what it looks like.
Yeah, I never saw it either. Yeah. And
I love Forrest Gump.
And Brad Pitt, by the way, just kind of creeps me out in general. I hear he doesn't bathe and he smells in real life.
Really? That's what you do when you're that good looking? You get away with that?
You know who else doesn't bathe and doesn't wear deodorant, apparently?
Don't
Russell Crowe.
Okay. I thought you were going
to
say me.
What were you going to say? Well, you don't, but you're not a movie star, so it's fine.
Why do these guys do that?
I don't know. Ugh. It's very strange.
Seeing what they can get away with.
It's very strange.
Those looks.
But back to the ice. I got distracted by non-showering.
Talking about hunks like we do every episode.
Well, smelly hunks gets me going right here on WGNRadio.com. But back to – and I'm always slap happy by this time of the day, so – we just knock it. Second time's a charm. And Taves and Hossa, that was kind of the big thing, get split up last night.
Yeah,
that was
Schmaltz
one of the bigger
come,
headlines
Schmaltz
coming
come
out.
In, that was one change the lineup. And then, like you just said, Taves and Hossa split up. You have Hossa drop down to the third line, and him, Caro, and Hinostroza had a great night. Caro and Hinostroza both with 2 goals last night in the 6-4 win, and Hossa with 3 assists. So a great night for the bottom six for the depth on the Hawks. You had a third and fourth line playing great. Second line only had 1 shot on goal through 2 periods. So you need a lot more out of Kane, Anisimov, and Panarin. And look, you've gotten that in the past. They were the best line in the league last year, and they looked really good this year a lot of the season.
Yeah,
so you're going to get that.
It's just a little bit of a slump there. I mean, if you're a Blackhawks fan wondering, what the heck is that? So what is that stat?
Yeah.
Well, it happens, but that's not something that has It has not been like that all season.
You'll
They've
see that a game here and there, but you know what you can get out of those guys. And the same could be said for Jonathan Taves, who has struggled this season. He's not playing like himself. You know, still a good two-way player. He's still great on defense. His face-offs are kind of dipping right now. He hasn't been scoring much or been involved in scoring plays, but last night he gets an assist on an empty net goal that actually Tanner Kerrow passed to him. So
he
finds some scoring again, and Taves
passed
it right back to the youngster.
Like, no, you take it, young fellow, which
Taves,
was pretty cool. Just a class act.
How unselfish is Taves?
Yeah, of course.
And he also passed it to Panic in the first period, and Panic hit the crossbar. So Taves, he's starting to be involved in those kind of plays again, which is good. And he said his back's not bothering anymore, so he's not injured. He's not playing through an injury. At least he says he's not.
Yeah.
So you just need those top six guys, those first two lines to find the scoring touch again. And you're looking at a really dangerous team. I know in the first broadcast, which no one is going to hear, we talked a lot about Crawford too. And I think curious what you think, Mike, but I don't think his his performance, his production is where it was in the first half of the season after coming back from the appendectomy. I think he doesn't quite look like the same player. Not to say that he can't or it's going to change mm-hmm. suddenly or in a progressive way, but I don't see him making some of the saves that was able to make in the first half of the season. And a lot of that, I think the defense needs to play a lot better, but I think he's not quite the same.
It's like he's missing a step. Like, he's a step behind, totally. If that makes sense. It's like he's a little stiff.
It does. And
it's weird because he's had such a – the goaltending's been phenomenal this year. Anybody who's watched any Blackhawks hockey, it's been incredible.
Overall, absolutely.
And they've bailed the – I mean, look at how many one-goal wins they've had, and just consistently him and Scott Darling have been great. But, yeah, you're right. The second half of the season, there is a little bit of a – it's something. I can't put my – it's like he's just one – not even a full step, like a half a step behind.
Yeah, you're right. I think you got me thinking. I think this is something I kind of thought before but didn't think it all the way through. I think when you say step behind, I think, it's his positioning. I think he's not quite – getting to the post when he's supposed to be on a post, or he's not quite square to a shooter when he's supposed to be. I think his he might be a little out of position. That's why you're not seeing him make the saves that you usually rely on him to make.
Yeah, and it's – I don't think it's anything to panic about.
He's the guy who – if he has these stretches, if he has one bad game, he'll battle back in that game. If he has a long stretch of not playing up to par, he'll battle back from that. I mean, we've seen it year in and year out with him and in the playoffs. I do think he'll bounce back, but that's just what's going on right now.
So, again, a nice win for them after coming off a rough weekend. And, they got a next couple of days off here. They get a chance to kind of reboot. They're going to be on the road again. They travel to Boston. That's a team that's struggling right now and a team that they could easily go get a win. And then if you look ahead to their next four games, I mean, they've got some possibilities. Now, on Tuesday, actually, let's do it the right way. Why don't we just go in order here? Hold on. Hold on. So they've got Boston on Friday, which you talked about. I think they can get a win there. Then they got the Canucks, who always seem to play them tough, but that's back at home. So they got three straight at home.
And
so
these aren't the Canucks of old either. So.
No. And they've got Canucks, and then they get the Lightning, which the Lightning are still the Lightning, and I know they're not quite the Lightning of 2015, but they're still the Lightning. And then you got the Jets coming to town, too.
Not a great team, but they tend to play very well against the Hawks.
Yeah, and that speed. They got a lot of speed on that team. So, and then following that, just looking ahead, they got the Sharks, Coyotes, Stars, and then the Wild once again. So, I would say looking ahead to these next four games, I think they're pretty solid. I think they can easily come away with three wins there.
I like three wins there because, like we said, Boston struggling, not scoring hardly at all lately. They're really falling in the standings. Vancouver, not quite the same team as the early 2010s with the rivalry. They're not a good team by any means. So I think you see them win those first two, and then they do get one out of the Jets or the Lightning. The Lightning, they're not even close to 2015. Hedman's playing well still, but they're getting beat by all the good teams in the East. So, definitely I think they pick up three out of four there. And, I don't know if you see another streak put together, but you're going to see more wins here as soon as those top six guys start playing better. And the defense does need to be better as well.
You are listening Blackhawks Crazy Podcast here, WGNRadio.com. The man you just heard, that's Scott King. I am Mike Jacobson. We are both employed by WGN Radio. Go figure that we would be on this podcast and both employed by them. Fan questions. We like them each and every week from you. The best way to do so is visit our Facebook page, Blackhawks Crazy. Facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy, or just, you're on Facebook, just head to the old search button, Blackhawks Crazy. We're right there. We're at about 24,200.
Yeah, right around
likes.
There.
We'd love to get to 25,000.
It's our goal.
By the end of the year.
They say one goal at the United Center. We have one goal to get to 25,000 fans on Facebook, baby. Make it happen.
So make it happen. That's where you can submit your questions, or you can go onto the Twitter machine. He is at Scott King Media. I am at Jacobson Radio. There are two fellows that we are taking today because that's how much time we've been allotted. They're going to give us their fan questions and keep giving them in. If we don't get to them this week, we get to them next week. Just keep submitting them.
Everyone that asks good ones. It's hard. We're actually getting a lot now. It's hard to just keep them to two or three with time. So keep at it.
No, keep at it, and we will get to you. So if we missed you this week, we will definitely get to you next week. First one comes from Mike Fry. Are the top lines getting too fancy with the puck, or possibly too predictable? Seems like the young kids present a more chaotic type of offense.
Yeah, some good points in there in his question. You look at in the past when Canes had trouble exiting the neutral zone and setting up a good play on a forecheck. It's because he's getting too fancy. He's trying his patented Patrick Kane moves. But it's not just him anymore. And look, obviously, an amazing season last year. That doesn't hold him back too much. But you're having, like we talked about earlier, the top six guys, you're having troubles where they're losing battles. In the neutral zone, they're causing turnovers. They're trying to play guys one-on-one. You got to start making easy passes, easy exits out of the zone. And winning those battles, but you know, just never a bad thing to just dump it in deep and change if you have to, or go play the puck. So I think they have to be a little smoother getting out of that neutral zone for sure. And yeah, I like what you say about the rookies, the young players. You look at Vinny Hinostroza and his speed and the speed he displayed on the breakaway last night.
Man, which he's
I don't
a lot
think
of fun to watch,
I don't know
isn't
if
he?
Any other guy in the league could chase that puck down and beat everybody the way he did on that breakaway. Amazing shot and goal, too.
Not a big guy, but, man, is he light on his skates.
He's very fast, and he's starting to use his skill. So he's a very dangerous player. Nice to see him get two goals last night. But, yeah, all the rookies are really doing a good job of putting pucks on net. And like we talked about, Schmaltz is doing that more, so I expect to see more of him. Yeah, definitely chaotic. They're helping get away from the predictability that you have when teams play Kane and Taves. So, yeah, good points in there, and I like the young guys are doing, and I think they are being too fancy and need to make some easy plays.
We're going to wrap it up with our Blackhawks Crazy Podcast Hall of Famer, as we like to call him. And he signs his questions now. Blackhawks Crazy Podcast Hall of Famer, which I think is pretty good. Paul Berry, our guy. Paul, what are your thoughts with the Hawks and the Wild? Like, why do they have their number? Why does the Wild have their number?
You know, they've played them a lot.
Is it something mental at this point, or matchup problem?
Boudreaux's their coach now, right?
Yeah.
Isn't Boudreaux? Yes, I think you know, they have a great coach who has a history.
Until he gets to the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see. So maybe it's not a good matchup. We'll see.
It'd be a good thing for the Blackhawks.
You know, he's a guy who look with the Ducks. He's and
with Caps.
Yeah, everywhere he's been, he's
great guy.
He's
actually
had some huge games and series against the Hawks. So
I know Bruce quite well after
from your Anaheim days.
Yeah, I covered the Ducks for almost 2 years.
Quack
so,
quack.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Quack quack, Mr. Jacobson.
He can take down some wings too, chicken wings, not duck wings. But yeah, he's he is a heck of a coach, and his players love him. But for whatever reason, he just can't get it done in the playoffs. But what? So is it a matchup run?
Going by the regular season. Look, it was Sunday because you have a lot of the guys, especially the veterans and skilled guys, are underperforming. Your Kane yesterday, certainly not in that game when he got him up two goals to none. But a lot of your key guys, Taves and Seabrook, are underperforming, and you need those guys to play better for it to really get a good sense of the matchup and where the Wild are at. Look, the Wild had a 9-game winning streak, and they lost to Columbus, who had an even hotter 16-game winning streak. So. The Wild, they're a better team, and yeah, they have to have a better coach. Looks like they do. But, you know, we'll see in the playoffs if this is the year that they have the Hawks' number, or maybe those guys that we talked about play a little better. So, interesting matchup. I mean, you look at the damage the Hawks did to them before in the playoffs, and I'm sure the Wild would love to get revenge, and I'm sure the Hawks want to prove that they're still the team to beat.
Yeah, because when it comes to playoff time, they don't have their number, but when they're not,
yeah,
then it's a different story. It's a different story. Should put a bow on it?
Done. I'm glad I came back after lunch. this is much better.
We got it done. We got through it, and it's recording. I can actually see the numbers backing down here. It's recording, and hopefully this doesn't say file corrupt this time. But I think we're good to go. Speaking, by the way, we didn't get into it this time, but I want to bring it back up again. You were in Madison for the weekend.
I was in Madison. Yeah,
like a little getaway with you and the wife.
Yes, thank you. Nice way to close a nice little trip to close the podcast. Yeah, it was really nice. We. Went to Madison, Wisconsin, an easy road trip, and you know, you spent some time there working, I know, and it's funny.
It's a cool town.
We've talked a few times about it now, me and you, but it's funny that you know, all the college kids are running everything, and some really nice kids. I met a guy who worked at the bar who's studying journalism at Madison, and he actually played hockey, and I think he wants to get into the business, into the racket, so we talked a lot. A nice kid named Nolan. I'm sure he listens now.
Yeah.
No, it was really cool. We finally got to watch some movies. I never watch movies anymore. So Arrival was pretty good with your girl Amy Adams. I know you have a thing for the redheads.
Yes, I do.
And allied with dirty, smelly, good-looking Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And the French lady was good.
So, you know, there was that rumor when Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, you know, they broke up. Now, well, it ended up being more serious allegations about child abuse and all other stuff. But there was a rumor that they had an affair.
A schmear. You watched that movie 5 minutes in, you're believing that happened.
Yeah, you are. Pretty hot
for
and heavy?
The entire movie, hot and heavy.
Pretty hot and heavy.
Yeah.
There's a Seinfeld episode about hot and heavy. If you're a Seinfeld fan, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, our listeners are definitely Seinfeld fans. Well, I can tell you that. So what's going on with you? You didn't sleep last night, though. You didn't get a nice getaway. You got no sleep.
I just didn't sleep very well for some reason. It's one of those things where I'm one of those when I lay down in bed, my mind's always racing.
Me
thinking
too.
About the next day and what the next week. I've got a lot of things going on right now.
Do you ever listen?
Not in a bad way.
Do you listen to stuff like interviews or music? Do you ever try doing that to go to sleep?
Yeah. I always keep the TV on, which is probably – I hear that that's the worst thing you can do, but I have to sleep with the TV on.
iPad, phone, and/or TV is bad. Listening to stuff – gets me going, gets me sleeping a lot of times. I listen to a good interview or something.
I got a new book for Christmas that I've been wanting to start, but I haven't started yet because I feel like I don't know. I got to do that. That's probably what I got to do.
50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. God, they got a new movie coming out of that now. Another 50 Shades.
Field Trip. Blackhawks crazy field trip.
Oh, God, sounds awful.
looks terrible.
Did you see the first one?
I didn't. I didn't have to see it.
Yeah,
I think my wife saw it. I don't think she liked it that much.
It's pretty ridiculous. But
you got roped into seeing 50 Shades of You had to see that?
I'd rather watch Sing. Because that's what we talked about last time. I went and saw Sing, and Sing was fantastic.
I would see that.
Oh, it was such a good movie. If you got little ones, go to Sing, let me tell you. So we just bounced from Brad Pitt potentially having an affair to 50 Shades to Sing to wrap things up.
It's why I came back.
This
is the kind of show I wanted to do.
This is the kind of stuff that you tune into each and every week here on the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast.
They like variety.
Now we can officially put a bow on it. He is Scott King. I am Mike Jacobson. Follow him at Scott King Media. That's on the Twitter machine. I'm at Jacobson Radio on the Twitter machine. Facebook.com/Blackhawks Crazy. We will talk to you next week.